Hello, and welcome to the...
I love dolphins!
Wait, is that a dolphin?
Wait a minute! Oh, hold on!
Wait, killer whales are dolphins?
Welcome to the Dolphin Pod.
Dolphin science?
Dolphin science!
Hello, everybody. We are back in the studio for another episode of the Dolphin Pod. I am your host... Your co-host, Justin Gregg, in the studio with...
Laura Teasdale, hey, also Laura. Your co-host.
Also, we are co-co-hosts. Co-co-hosts? Sounds like a new podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Chocolate Podcast. I'm Justin Gregg. Okay, no, we are not here to talk about chocolate or cocoa. We are here to talk about a really cool new study that was released recently, published, a scientific article, which I thought would be cool to talk about today, especially in light of all the... interesting news that's happening. The title of this one, and this will give it away, the subject, long-term decline in survival and reproduction of dolphins following a marine heat wave.
Whoa.
A heat wave.
Yikes.
Yeah, so this is a bit about, it's got a bit of a climate change flavor to it.
Yeah.
Because this is a story about what happened when a terrible heat wave struck the west coast of Australia back in 2011 to a group of very famous dolphins that lived there off the coast.
Wow. Where was it again?
In Australia.
In Australia.
Yep.
You know, Bob Ford told me that there's no such thing as climate change.
Oh, really? Yep. Is he a scientist?
Oh, he's an expert on everything.
Oh, right. Is he a politician then?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They said they tend to know a lot while actually not knowing anything at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't put much weight in that, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
So the location that this took place was a very famous place called Shark Bay, Australia.
Oh, I've heard of Shark Bay.
Have you?
All right. Yeah.
Well, there you go. It is apparently a UNESCO heritage site because it's so fantastically filled with really interesting creatures, living plants and animals.
Oh, can we go there today?
You want to? It would make sense to go there.
I would love to go there.
Okay, because then I could show you exactly what has happened to this part of the world thanks to that crazy heat wave that happened in 2011. Okay.
Right, so, great. Could Dolph help us get there?
Well, Dolph, in case our listeners don't know, Dolph is our little AI assistant guy who's pretty magical. He can use the power of science to turn us into whatever we want to be turned into, to take us forward and backward in time. He actually cloned Laura the other day.
That was awesome. Cool. It tickled a lot.
It did.
Yeah.
Yep. And guess what he can do? He can transform us into dolphins.
What?
Yeah. Like, let's be actual dolphins today.
Oh my gosh. It's like a dream come true.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Dolph.
Hello there.
Hi, Dolph.
Hi.
Hey, buddy. Could you do us a favor? Could you turn Laura and I into dolphins? I think maybe a mother calf pair would be good. So
I would love that. Thank you so much, Dolph.
Yep. No, and then also transport us to Shark Bay off the coast of Australia, where a population of Indo-Pacific bottlenose dolphins lives. And they are the subject of this paper. So, Dolph, can you please do that for us?
Take it away, Dolph.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh, wow. This is amazing.
Now look, I'm looking at my dolphin body here, and look, I mean, I'm no dolphin anatomist, but I'm pretty sure that I am a female.
You are a female for sure.
Yeah, and you're tiny, so you're my calf.
Awesome. Oh my god, I'm okay. So cute.
Not where I thought we were going with this, but this is cool. I can work with this.
This is great.
Yeah. Great. All right. So, you got to keep swimming. Remember, you're a marine mammal. You got to breathe air.
Okay.
Right? So, let's go up to the surface. Up to the surface.
Oh,
ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
And back down. Okay.
Wow. I kind of forgot that I had to breathe air because I was so comfortable down there.
Yeah. It's nice, right?
Yeah.
And you remember, keep that blowhole closed while we're under the water.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Got it.
So, so we're swimming around here in Shark Bay.
Wow.
Water's pretty clear. Oh, there's some other dolphins out that way.
Oh, I'm going to go see them.
Yeah,
hey, guys.
Hey. No, wait. You're the juvenile. Like, you're the young dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm the mother.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mom.
You need to stay next to me because that's what happens in this mother calf situation.
Absolutely,
right?
Mom.
Like, I'm there to protect you.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I trust you.
Good, because I'm the one that keeps you safe.
Absolutely.
It's dangerous out here.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So
but
we're going to go.
Those guys look like a lot of fun, but maybe
we'll go over together. Maybe later. You can play with some of the little guys, but stay away from the big bad adult males because they are no good.
Okay.
Right? They can be dangerous for calves like you.
Okay, I'll be careful.
Okay, we're swimming over. Stick by my side.
Okay.
All right, just let my pectoral fins touching your flank. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I feel that.
All right, just.
Hey!
Yeah.
I'm a good swimmer.
Yeah, you're not too bad.
Wow.
I'm better, though.
Yeah, well, you've got more experience.
Yeah, that's just the way it works.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. We're swimming over.
Okay.
Okay, so this is, we're in a group here.
Wow.
Of mothers and their calves. So
how many would
ones.
You say there are in this group?
There's about a dozen.
Wow. I'd say.
Yeah. So that's usually the way these guys work, right? You get all the mothers and the calves swimming together, and the males are off doing their own thing.
Yeah, I don't see any males here right now.
No, no. But you want to go play with one of the little ones?
Could I? That one looks so friendly.
Just for a quick second, and then we're going to get back to explaining what's going on around
here. Great. Thanks, Mom.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. All right. Laura? Laura.
Coming. Coming.
You hear that?
That
was my signature whistle.
That is...
See?
And no one else is making that noise.
Nope. Every dolphin has their own separate signature whistle. That's how you know it's me.
Thanks, Mom. Yeah. I feel so special.
So what's your whistle? You got to invent one.
Oh,
you aren't born knowing one. You have to make one up. So go ahead.
So should I do the same one you did? Well, or I can make up my own?
You can base it off of that, but it has to be different enough, right?
Okay. How about...
That's not... That's good. All right, now we'll be able to find each other.
Yay!
Out here. That's how it works.
That guy that I just met was really fun.
No, you don't want to hang around with that guy.
Why? He's cute. He's smart. He's going to teach me how to, like, there's this fish that he said was really tasty.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, you stick with me because the thing about us and our family is we are sponging dolphins.
Oh.
Well, let me tell you how that works, right?
Okay.
Because here in Shark Bay, you have a bunch of different dolphins that all hang out together, but you have a group of dolphins that have learned to use sponges to help them forage for food. So they take these marine sponges that they pull off of the bottom of the ocean there.
Yeah, I saw some.
Yep. And then we all... Come on, I'm going to go grab one right now.
Yeah, okay.
So swim down with me.
Okay.
Wait, go up, take a breath.
Okay,
ready? Okay, now we're going to go down, and we're going to grab one of these. I'm going to put it on the end of our rostrum, on our beak there.
Okay.
And then this will allow us to go out and poke around in the sand without getting, like, spiny, sticky things stuck in our beaks.
Okay, right? I'm going to try it.
So that allows us to fish out here in the deeper waters. And then the other dolphins, they don't do that, right? Because, like, my family, we have taught each other how to do this sponging technique over the years. And so I'm passing this knowledge down to you, my daughter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, how am I doing?
Yep, terribly.
Terribly.
Well, learn by experience, right?
Well, I'm doing my best. Yep. All right, so show me how to do it again.
Okay. Here we go. Down, put it on your beak.
Okay.
Dig around, root around. There we go. Dip. Oh, there's a fish. Grab it.
Okay,
got it. Boom. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. Now, it's fresh.
Now that we're down here, look around. And what do you see? There's a bunch of these little seagrass sort of things sticking up.
Hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know what? Not as many as I thought there would be.
Well, that's the thing. This area, Shark Bay, is famous for this seagrass. Like, there's whole, like, forests of seagrass down here.
Yeah, that's why there's so many fish. They can hide in there.
Yup. Or at least there were before 2011.
Oh.
Right? See, because there was a big heat wave. So the heat wave meant that the water temperatures of the water here in Shark Bay, they rose up to like 4 degrees Celsius above average.
Wow.
Which is a pretty huge difference for ocean water, right?
Yeah.
And all of the animals and the plant life here, they're used to living in a very specific range of temperatures. So that was too hot for them. So in 2011, when that heat wave hit, 90% of the seagrass that we see here died.
What?
Yeah. And so it really hasn't recovered very well since then.
Wow, that's why it looks so sparse right now.
Right. Right. And so that was a huge, huge problem, directly a result of the warm water. And that meant, just like you said, like the fish and all the other animals that lived here didn't have places to hide, didn't have things to eat.
So what happened to them?
A lot of them died. A lot of fish, a lot of scallops and crabs, crustaceans.
Love scallops.
Yeah, they're good, right?
Yeah.
Hard to open, but yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
So that all died off after this heat wave struck. And so these scientists, they went out to see, like, okay, we've been studying these dolphins for decades. So has this heat wave and all of this mass dying, has it changed the dolphins at all?
Well, that was 8 years ago, and there's still all these problems.
Yes, because these dolphins, because they didn't have access to food, they ended up dying themselves. So they found an increase in the rates of death for the dolphins that call Shark Bay home, right? Up to 12% of the dolphins died off after directly after the heat wave.
Wow.
That's a super bummer. Although, what's interesting, the spongers, like me and you and our family, the ones that know how to grab sponges from the bottom and hunt around, we didn't die off as much. Only about 6% of our group.
Because we had that family advantage?
Right, because even though, you know, the fish that live out here in the grass, they might have died off, we could go out into deeper waters maybe and forage for fish out there. So we were better off.
Wow. Well, thank you for teaching that to me.
Well, that's I want you to not be dead.
Yeah.
As a mom, I feel like that's my number one goal.
You're a great mom.
You know what? I feel like a great mom today.
Yeah.
Look at all this.
Oh, look at that cool thing. It's so pretty. I'm going to go eat it.
Oh, wait. No, hold on. Wait. That's a plastic bag.
What?
Yeah, it looks like a jellyfish.
Yeah, it looks kind of flowy like a jellyfish.
Nope, don't eat that.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'm guessing no.
Okay.
This is the problem, right? This actually happens to a lot of dolphins and whales and a lot of other creatures, is you have these bags that look almost like a jellyfish.
It really does.
And you eat it, and then you get stuck in your stomach, or you choke on it, and you die. It's a pretty big problem, actually.
It looks tasty. It's pretty. It has pink stripes on it.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, that's the other thing. Like, young dolphins like you, you're curious, and you like to play with stuff. So you could play with that bag and then maybe accidentally swallow it. That could be dangerous.
Yeah.
So generally, good idea to avoid plastic bags. Oh. This is my mother knowledge coming
down. I trust you because you haven't steered me wrong yet today.
Sure. I told you how to breathe.
Yeah.
Told you how to use sponges. Told you not to eat plastic bags.
Yeah, told me to avoid those male dolphins.
Don't go near those guys.
Yeah.
This is, they're a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of the dolphins died off. And the crazy thing is, mothers like me, after this heat wave, we had fewer calves for the next, 6 or 7 years.
Why?
Well, they don't know why. They figure it might have something to do with, maybe a lot of the newborns died off, you know, or maybe, we just weren't able to bring the fetus to, full term because of the lack of food.
Not enough food.
Or other problems like that. Yeah.
No.
They don't know. Maybe even mothers like me who are having such a hard time finding food for ourselves, we couldn't even care for our young calves like you.
So you know what? I'm hungry right now. How much food do I have to eat?
A lot. I'm not sure about Indo-Pacific bottlenose dolphins per day, but a fair amount of food.
Yeah, because I could eat right now.
Well, you go ahead and grab some of these fish. I'll just wait right here, okay?
Okay.
Be careful.
Okay, I'm going to go get a sponge.
Okay, do the sponging thing.
Okay, well, I'm going to get a breath of air first. Ready?
Okay, go.
Okay.
I'll go with you.
Ready? Okay.
Okay, and go. Okay, there you go.
I'm getting a sponge.
Oh, yep, that's good.
How's this fit?
That's about right. That should
work. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, I caught something.
Oh, great. Eat it. Oh, what was that? Ooh, what does that taste like?
Oh, like really good sushi.
Yeah, well, technically, I guess that's exactly
what it is.
I guess
that's what it is.
Sashimi, maybe? I'm not sure. Yeah, that makes total sense.
It was really tasty.
What fine taste you have. You're my small daughter already eating sushi at such a young age.
I'm so proud.
I'm proud of you. What a culinary marvel you are. So here in Shark Bay, as you're looking around, there's a lot of dead seagrass that they were famous for. It's all gone. A lot of the fish are gone. A lot of the crustaceans are gone. And a lot of our other fellow dolphins have all died off because of this one heat wave. That's the thing, right? It was just this one time that it hit. And then after that, super long-term repercussions.
It's 8 years later.
Right. And so then the question becomes, if these heat waves like this become more common, which they seem to be as global temperatures seem to be rising, and they hit all the time, summer after summer after summer, what is that going to mean for places like this?
Yeah, my little buddy over there that I've been swimming with.
Yep.
He could die.
Yeah, if he doesn't learn how to sponge like us, then he may not survive.
Wow.
This whole population of dolphins might be in danger from something seemingly as innocent as just a slight change in ocean temperature, right?
Wow.
And so that's just this one population. You can imagine all over the world if seawater temperatures rise, like how it's affecting all those environments. It's pretty fragile.
Yeah. Really.
Even animals like us, dolphins, right? Like, we're pretty smart.
Yeah.
We can go around and find new niches for food to exploit.
Yeah.
But, you know, the dolphins here in Shark Bay have grown up hunting and living here, and it's hard to just suddenly be like, oh, you know what, guys? We're all just going to move to Norway.
Yeah.
And just hunt something like herring. Like, that's not
like
how
when
it
I
works.
Moved to Montreal.
Yeah.
I had to get used to a lot of new things.
It's exactly like
Putin.
Moving to Montreal. Yep.
Putin.
Sure. Yep.
What, it's true.
What else did you, what else happened in Montreal?
Maple syrup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to, you know, speak French all of a sudden.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a big change.
Those are big changes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if we all had to pick up and move to Norway.
Yeah.
We have to eat herring, speak Norwegian.
Yeah.
Deal with all those killer whales that are going to eat us.
Yeah. And decorate our houses like all hygg.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
The hig, like all sorts of hig houses.
Yeah,
it'd be. It's just too much work.
Yeah,
like yeah, like.
So what are they gonna do?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully, there's not too many more heat waves, and their populations will recover. They're finally starting to return to normal after the past year or two. But really, like it took a good 6 years before the population started to increase again. And again, that's just from one heat wave. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
To think that something that simple can have such a big impact on us.
Hey, what's that gang over there? They look like a different kind of dolphin. I'm going over.
No,
see you in a second, Mom.
We can go back.
What?
No. All right, okay, look. Shh. Now, you're making me look bad in front of the other moms, so I'm going to have to do this one thing, Laura,
okay.
To make it look like I'm a real good mom.
Okay.
I'm going to have to take you down to the bottom of the ocean, and I'm going to have to pin you down there.
What?
Right, well, because that's how dolphin mothers would discipline their calves, right?
Oh.
I'm just going to pin you down there for like 30 seconds, and you're going to have to struggle like you're drowning a little bit.
Okay.
Okay? You got to really sell this.
Okay. I'm an actor. I'll do it.
Okay. And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, that mom, she knows what she's doing.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Okay,
ready?
Go.
All right, here we go. Get down.
No.
Stay down there.
Hey, Mom.
No, bad.
Hey, quit it.
No, you don't go play with those other dolphins.
All right. Oh. I sure did learn my lesson.
Okay, good. Okay.
You're the best mom ever.
Yeah, tough love.
And strict.
I am strict. Okay, here you go. Okay, now go back up.
How did we do?
That was good.
Okay, let's get a breath.
Ready?
Oh,
we totally sold that.
Man, that was...
And that's how we do it in Dolphin Mom School.
That was Oscar worthy.
You like that?
Yeah.
You did a great job.
So, now can I go play with some sharks?
Sure, whatever. All right, Dolph. Before she goes over to the sharks, why don't you transform us back and bring us back to the studio, okay, buddy?
Yes.
Thank you, Dolph, please.
Thanks, man. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Whoa.
Oh, man. That was cool.
Where's my blowhole?
Well, that's not it. Get your finger out of there. No, all right, okay. So, all right, okay.
Oh, my gosh, it feels so different.
It's gonna take time to orient yourself. Okay.
I feel so heavy.
Yeah, I know, right? Gravity is stupid. Anyway.
Yeah.
I enjoyed being buoyant.
Yeah, I felt really good.
Yeah.
I was really muscular.
You were pretty muscular.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was super strong. Did you see me?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like totally disciplined you. Did you see that?
Totally.
That was awesome. I'm going to make such a good mom in real life.
Yeah, you are.
I cannot wait. Anyway. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us for this episode of The Dolphin Pod. I hope you learned something. We learned that heat can be bad.
Yeah, I learned a lot today. Thank you very much.
All right, Laura. I guess, Dolph, you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye, everybody.
All right.
Bye, Dolph. You're a sweetheart.
He's an amazing dude.
You're great.
He'd make a good mom.
He would.
I wish he were my mom.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The Dolphin Pod is a science podcast covering all aspects of dolphin science. From news stories to new research, interviews with dolphin experts, and fun and crazy dolphin facts. It's brought to you by the Dolphin Communication Project, a nonprofit research and education organization whose mission is to promote the scientific study of dolphins and inspire their conservation. Learn more by visiting dolphincommunicationproject.org. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode. Please get in touch with the Dolphin Communication Project through Twitter or our Facebook page. If you've got questions or ideas for a future episode, let us know.